on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
On Wednesday, your students' union signed a pledge that committed them to supporting the Time to Change movement, which aims to prevent mental health discrimination. Yesterday, we spoke to your SU Equal Opportunities and Welfare Officer, Chloe Averill, to find out what the pledge means.
Yesterday morning, we signed a Time to Change pledge, which basically said that the Students' Union is going to get people talking about mental health, staff and students, and really just challenge the stigma. And it's just getting people to talk about it and not feel that it's something that people should be ashamed of.
Meanwhile, the University of Nottingham has been given an electrical discharge machine valued at £250,000 by Mitsubishi. The gift comes as a consequence of relationships established with the company by manufacturing research specialist Dr. Adam Clare. Downing Street has admitted that Britain did ask for parts of an American report detailing torture techniques used on terror suspects to be edited out. Officials insist the move was taken in order to protect national security. However, concerns have been raised that it indicates UK officials were complicit in torture carried out by the CIA. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has vowed to sweat blood in order to ensure constitutional recognition for the country's indigenous people. Mr. Abbott wants a referendum on the status of Mr. Abbott wants a referendum on the status of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in 2017, though will not commit to it until he's confident of its success. British talent has received a host of nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. Amongst the nominees for the awards are Benedict Cumberbatch, Helen Mirren and Keira Knightley. Elsewhere, the American dark comedy film Birdman has... picked up 7 nominations. Newcastle manager Alan Pardew has been named the Premier League Manager of the Month for November. After a difficult start to the season, which included some fans calling for him to be sacked, Pardew's side now sits at 7th in the table. The Newcastle boss says owner Mike Ashley deserves a lot of credit for standing by him.
In terms of the turnaround of the negativity that we had, particularly towards myself, it's pleasing because, you know, you have to carry great belief in yourself and in your staff that you know this job and you know that actually it needed a bit more time.
The weather this afternoon will be breezy with some sunny spells. Temperatures will peak at a lowly 5 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 29 minutes to 12.